节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。真是林子大了，什么鸟都有啊。
怎么又有什么奇葩事儿吗？
对，一个人呢盗用别人的身份生活了35年，从卖热狗做到高薪架构师，还把正主当精神病给抓走了。
Well, it made me start to question this world. What is wrong with it?
这听上去就匪夷所思的啊、
yeah.
It's mind-boggling. 你说为什么要盗用别人的身份，然后后来怎么又成为一个架构师，正主怎么还被当成了神经病，这 那现在这事儿怎么样了呢？
Well, too many questions. Well, let's get to them one by one in today's show.
那我们今天就来一起看一看这件事吧。
Okay, can't wait.
A former University of Iowa hospital employee pleaded guilty to federal charges that he had been living under another man's identity since 1988, causing the other man to be falsely imprisoned for identity theft and sent to mental hospital.
哎，这就是我们开头说的，这个男子偷盗别人的身份，正主被送进精神病院。
Yeah.
现在这名男子也是被抓起来了啊，承认了这一犯罪事实。他是偷盗身份，简单说呢，就是live under another man's identity, 也可以用到更正式的 identity theft. Theft 就是偷盗罪的意思，比如说偷车 car theft, 偷窃珠宝 theft of jewelry.
那这个 identity thief 原本的名字呢叫做 Matthew David Kearns, 那现在面临最高30年的监禁。
He was punishable by up to 30 years in federal prison.
那 Kearns 偷的这个身份啊，这个人名字叫做 William Donald Woods.
Yeah.So, Kearns worked at the hospital under the name William Donald Woods, an alias he had been using since about 1988. When he worked with the real William Woods at a hot dog cart, 1988年的这个 Kearns 在一个热狗车上工作的时候认识了 William Woods, 自那之后呢就开始盗用他的身份了。
Right, Kearns uses Woods' identity in every aspect of his life, including obtaining employment, insurance, and official documents, and even paying taxes under the name.
Kearns 可以说是全方位的盗用了这个身份啊，找工作、交社保，甚至呢还交税啊，都是用的 Woods 这个名字。
这还是干的好事啊。不过他还用这个身份干过坏事。He bought a car for $600 in 1991 using Woods' name, with $200-$300 checks that bounced. He then drove the stolen car to Idaho, where it broke down and he abandoned it.
对，他用假身份、假支票买了一辆车，其实也就是偷了一辆车啊。Mm. 所以 Woods 这个名字是被通缉的。
And it wasn't the first time Kearns had stolen a car. When he was 16, he stole a car after running away from his adoptive parents' home in San Francisco.
可能这也就是他要盗用身份的原因吧。他从小是被领养的。16岁的时候呢，偷了一辆车从养父母家里逃了出去。
Yeah.
Run away from his adopted parents. 想和之前的自己划清界限吧，所以可能就过上了这个假卧子的生活啊。
但是他这几十年呢，把假身份过得很充实啊。
Mm-hmm. He got married, had a child, whose last name is Woods, got an IT job in a hospital, bought cars and houses, and even had money stored in a national bank under Woods.
他有接近100万的年薪啊，有房有车有家庭，还在银行里存了100多万，小孩的姓名都叫做 Woods。他是不是觉得自己这是真的 Woods 了啊？
Yeah.
但是呢，讽刺的是，此刻真正的这个正主 Woods 和他过的却是完全不一样的生活。
没错。OK, 那在我们讲这个内容之前啊，先给大家推荐一个非常高效的英语学习方法，就是用外刊来学英文。
嗯，
大家平常呢都可以多看一些权威的外媒文章，比如说像《纽约时报》、《科学美国人》、《大西洋月刊》等等，都是非常好用的学习素材。
对，自己可以通过外刊文章来了解世界资讯，提高英文水平。不过啊，如果想更加细致的学习其中的英文表达，还是要有专业老师的带领。
每周一到每周五早上7点，我都会直播带大家一起阅读外刊，已经有超过20000名同学加入我们的学习了，就等你的加入啦。
这些课程还都是免费的，大家微信搜索早安英文公众号就可以预约直播啦。 Okay, so for the real William Woods, in 2019, he was found homeless, living in Los Angeles.
真正的 Woods 啊，此刻却成为了一名流浪汉。He became homeless.
但是他发现自己名下有这个银行账户啊，而且呢有多项贷款，就去找银行关闭账户。但是意外发现，哎，里面有一大笔钱。He discovered someone was using his credit and had accumulated a lot of debt. Not wanting to pay the debt, he asked to close the bank accounts because there was a large amount of money in the accounts. The bank employees asked Woods a series of security questions that he was unable to answer.
对，恰恰就是这一大笔钱啊，让这个 Woods 进了监狱。因为银行的工作人员发现他回答不上很多关于个人信息的问题，就报了警，也找到这个 Matthew Cairns。 但是这个假的 Woods 啊，比真的 Woods 身份证件都还要更齐全，最后就起诉了这个真的 Woods。
The real Woods was arrested and charged with identity theft and false impersonation.
但是自己的身份莫名其妙的被别人盗用了，还要被起诉。这真 Woods 就咬牙坚持自己就是本人，然后最后就被当成神经病了。不仅在监狱里待了两年啊，还在精神病院里待了大半年。
A judge ruled in February 2020 that he was not mentally competent to stand trial and he was sent to a mental hospital in California, where he received psychotropic medication and other mental health treatment.
Yeah, but he did not stop. Woods continued to attempt to regain his identity by filing customer disputes with financial organizations in an attempt to clear his credit report. He also reached out to multiple law enforcement agencies.
Woods 也真是惨，但是也是坚持不懈啊，一直呢在为恢复自己的身份各处奔走。
对，最后呢还是通过和 Woods 生父的 DNA 检测，终于是让真相大白了。
Cairns was confronted with the DNA evidence and he responded by saying, "My life is over and everything is gone." He then confessed to the prolonged identity theft.
对， Cairns 被发现的时候说的这两句话就是我的人生完了，一切都没了啊。My life is over, everything is gone. 所以他其实一直都知道啊，自己是在用别人的生活过着生活。
哎，你说他其实完全没有必要盗用身份吗？从 hot dog car 到一个 system architect, 他完全可以用自己的身份活得很好啊。
对，所以大家也都非常不理解啊，这是图啥呀？难道找什么大师算过吗？
有可能啊。OK, 那大家对这场 identity theft 有什么看法呢？欢迎给我们留言哦。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。